God intends to bring about a physical kingdom of God on earth where His will is done and peace comes to the whole earth, and that there will be the destruction of enemies of God, and that there will be weapons destroyed. And we see all that in the book.
Byron Stinson, it's great to have you back here on Charisma. And you are in Israel right now. Today is April the 18th. And just a few days ago, Iran sent missiles into attack Israel. But there was a miracle that happened and you got to witness it firsthand. And I want to hear what God is doing in Israel right now and your experience there. Plus, we're going to talk about the red heifers, which you were integral in bringing those there. So welcome to Charisma.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
So tell me about that miracle when Iran was sending the drones in. Tell me about your perspective of that.
Well, it's going to be a little different than maybe some of the other people. I've been here in Israel for many years, and there's been many, many attacks of rockets and huge barrages up to 5,000 sent right at my apartment in 2014. And over time, I learned that the Lord has control. He really has His hand of protection over Israel. What the news goes out that there's all of these thousands of rockets and they have little blips all over the map, and it's very concerning. But what I look for is how many actually hit something. And that 5,000 in 2014, I think one rocket hit something and it was an Arab home. And so I'll be honest with you, John, when they said their rockets were on the way from Iran, I really expected something horrible to happen to Iran. I did not expect anything to happen bad to Israel because of the protection of the hand of the Lord over His people. He's brought them back out of the nations, and He's made a promise to stand over them for His own glory in Ezekiel 36. And so what I did when it got bedtime is I went in, got in bed, and I slept 9 hours. And when I got up, it was the most peaceful morning that I've experienced here in a long time. And there was lots of celebration on the streets, and people knew that the hand of the Lord had done a great miracle. And I wasn't surprised at all. Their evil wants to come and overthrow the work of God, but the work of God is to take this nation and make it a light to the world, to make it a blessing to the Gentile nations. And that's exactly what God's going to do. And that's what I encourage people on the streets. When I go out on the streets, and they really don't have, a lot of people here don't have that kind of faith. But we're told in the Word that that's our responsibility to help impart that faith. So I told everybody, hey, man, I slept really good last night. Wasn't surprised a bit.
Wow. So I think that's probably definitely a different story than a lot of people were experiencing, because your faith and your assurance is in Jesus Christ. Amen. And you're not worried about any of the outcomes, whether you're protected here on earth or you get to be with Him. Either way, you're safe. And yeah. You're an integral part in this whole red heifer saga. Just seeing all the attention that has gone to these red cows that you brought to Israel, and we've talked about that in a previous video, and we'll put the link in this. But Byron, can you give us an update about these red heifers?
What I see in the red heifers, there's something very physical. And, you know, the church scattered in the nations, we're very spiritual. And to see something physical like this that's straight out of the Bible is still very confusing. But the Jewish fathers of faith, they're very confused about spiritual things often. So I think God is bringing us together in a way in spirit and truth. And amazing, people from all over the world are connecting. I have a website, byronstinson.me. I had actually tens of thousands of hits on that website from Nepal and from the Philippines and from Australia and from every part of the earth. And in it, just absolutely astounding. I don't know how many cows are slaughtered every day in the world. It's going to be a lot to make steaks and hamburger. But this red heifer, this perfect red heifer, caught the world's attention. And I think it's the purpose in that, what God is doing, is to say it's time for us to see some physical things that were given as models in the wilderness to Moses. And those things were basically abandoned by the church and the world. And we took those things to be all spiritual. And actually, I believe God intends to bring about a physical kingdom of God on earth where his will is done and peace comes to the whole earth, and that there will be the destruction of enemies of God, and that there will be weapons destroyed. And we see all that in the book of Micah chapter 4. And I believe we're moving towards that. So that's what I see. So the red heifer ceremony, we had hoped that it would happen actually today, because in the Mosaic timeline, today would have been the day. But that wasn't the plan. Now, thankfully, the red heifers have the potential to still be fully red a year from now. And if they're not, we have the ability to get more. And now that we know the process and we know what to look for, it's just a matter of financing to bring more if the world wants that. So I believe the ceremony will happen, and I believe it'll happen soon. So I think this is something that the world is coming to, and will have to deal. People worldwide are going to the Bibles. They're studying their Bibles, and they're beginning to have faith in the God of Yeshua, the God of Abraham. And they're seeing that the covenant of Abraham must be completed. The land is that covenant. And so despite all the efforts of the enemy to destroy these people from the river to the sea, my heart says that it's going to be free for God's people to be here and pray on any inch of the land. That's what I believe God's in the process of doing right now.
Amen. You know, Byron, with these cows, you shared previously the journey that you took them through, from finding them in Texas to getting them on planes to going through all the rigmarole of paying the shekels of the few shekels to get them for insurance purposes. And it's an amazing story of how you've been faithful to do what you felt God called you to do. Now you're talking about today would have been a good day for that sacrifice to happen, for that sacrifice to be made. What are some things that need to happen still before that can happen?
So the people, not just Jewish people, but the world, the Christian community, has got to take time to study, read, embrace the Jewish people, look at the hate and the evil that's out there, call it for what it is, and connect back to our Jewish fathers of faith. As we do that, if you read in the book of Ezekiel 37, it's the dry bones of vision. And then the second half of it is a call to the four winds to come here. So I think this the war situation is going to settle down. And when it does, then people are going to come from all over the world to see these red cows, to meet with Jewish rabbis that are here ready to become friends. And I believe connections and bridges are about to be built that are that make us one tree. You know, we're not two trees. We're not a Christian tree and a Jewish tree. We're called by the word to be one tree. And really, we've been separated from the time of the Romans all the way through to modern times. There's still a divide. And I think that these physical things are there to help us start really delving back into the Torah, the writings and understanding that are there for us to understand Hashem, the God of Abraham, and how he is the father of the only begotten, the father of the only begotten son. And together we'll see the Messiah come when it's time. But I think it's really important that the world understands we're not at the time. The Bible's very clear that God's temple will be built back on the Temple Mountain. And we believe that'll be done. The Jewish rabbis here don't believe that'll be done by force or an explosion, unless it was a rocket from Iran. But they don't want to destroy anything. They want to build opportunities of blessing to the nations of the earth. And then they want to build a house of prayer on the Temple Mountain so that we can all come together, Muslim, Christian, Mormon, Buddhist, anyone that wants to come to God's holy mountain and pray in peace, to build bridges of peace and build opportunities to care about each other and study the word of God at a deeper level And I think that's exactly what God is encouraging the world to do, even amongst this fighting and the evil that has hit here in Jerusalem.
Wow. Byron, I definitely want to ask you this question. As a Gentile, will you be able to be there when that sacrifice happens?
Well, I hope so. You know, what they have right now for Gentiles is to come, and you can stay up to 3 months on a tourist visa, and then you can extend for 3 more months. And so I would love to be here, but we were blessed this week. We had a gentleman from Oral Roberts University who has satellite systems, and they intend to help us live stream the event when it happens to the entire world. And it's not a sacrifice. It's a ceremony of purification. And they will they've already connected, and they would like to help the world watch that event. And actually, in the book of Micah 4, it says people will stream to God's temple, and they take it as that means streaming like this. So, you know, I don't know of any other way that you can bring hundreds of millions of people to view an event except by streaming. And they say the Hebrew actually indicates that it's not like just walking up there. It's like a stream, like a river of some kind, you know. These tech guys, they really think that they're going to be able to stream this to the world. So I'm excited to work with them and many other projects working with them and others too.
Byron, there's a lot of things that we just got to keep our ear to the ground and stay on the pulse of what's happening in Israel. And I'm grateful that you're able to help us stay connected with that. Absolutely. So thanks for giving us an update on what happened during this last attack from Iran and what's happening with these red heifers. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, John. God bless your audience.